What specific problem does the proposed reinforcement learning from human feedback, RLHF framework aim to solve?
The proposed reinforcement learning from human feedback, RLHF framework aims to address the issue of suboptimal performance of the proximal policy optimization, PPO, algorithm, in the context of aligning foundation models with human values and preferences. The framework focuses on improving the stability and efficiency of training PPO, which is known to be unstable and sample inefficient compared to supervised learning methods. By developing a token wise reward characterization within an MDP formulation, RLHF aims to provide a more precise and fine-grained understanding of the generation process of large language models, LLMs. This approach allows for the extraction of token-wise reward signals from offline preference data and subsequent RL training to optimize these token-wise rewards. The goal is to enhance the performance of PPO in RLHF tasks, particularly in dialogue generation scenarios, by leveraging token-wise feedback to improve the alignment of LLMs with human preferences.
How does the proposed reinforced token optimization, RTO, algorithm work? Illustrate step by step.
The reinforced token optimization, RTO, algorithm works by first learning a token-wise reward based on preference data, and then optimizing this token-wise reward through RL training methods such as proximal policy optimization, PPO. The algorithm consists of two main steps. 1. Token-wise reward learning. RTO learns a token-wise reward based on offline preference data. It constructs a pessimistic token-wise reward estimation using a linear reward function learned through maximum likelihood estimation, MLE. This token Wise reward is calculated based on the difference in rewards between preferred and non-preferred trajectories in the dataset. 2. RL training with token-wise rewards. After obtaining the token-wise reward, RTO optimizes this reward through RL training methods like PPO. The token-wise reward is assigned to each token in the response sequence, enabling a more fine-grained optimization process. The policy is updated to maximize the regularized value function defined with the learned token, wise rewards. The algorithm leverages the autoregressive nature of policies in large language models, LLMs, to align with the learning objective of direct preference optimization, DPO, but under a token-level Markov decision process, MDP, framework instead of a sentence-level bandit setup. By assigning token, wise rewards and optimizing them through PPO, RTO aims to improve the alignment of LLMs with human preferences in a more precise and effective manner compared to traditional RL algorithms like PPO and DPO.
What are the theoretical or practical benefits of using the token-wise MDP formulation in RLHF compared to the sentence-wise bandit formulation?
The theoretical benefit of using the token-wise MDP formulation in RLHF compared to the sentence-wise bandit formulation lies in the sample complexity. The token-wise MDP formulation offers a significant advantage in exploration efficiency, as demonstrated by the theoretical analysis provided in the paper. Specifically, the sample complexity of finding the optimal response using token-wise rewards is much lower compared to using sentence-level rewards. This is due to the dense reward setting provided by token-wise rewards, which allows for more efficient exploration and learning in the MDP framework. On the practical side, the token-wise MDP formulation enables more precise and fine-grained reward assignment during the training process. By assigning rewards at the token level, the model can learn more detailed information about the quality of each token in the response sequence. This leads to more effective optimization and alignment with human preferences. Additionally, the token-wise formulation allows for better utilization of autoregressive policies in large language models, capturing the generative nature of the models more accurately compared to the sentence-wise bandit formulation. In summary, the token-wise MDP formulation in RLHF offers theoretical advantages in terms of sample complexity and exploration efficiency, while providing practical benefits, such as precise reward assignment and better alignment with the autoregressive nature of large language models.
How is the alignment performance of the RTO algorithm compared to baselines such as PPO and DPO evaluated in the experimental results?
In the experimental results, the alignment performance of the RTO algorithm is evaluated by comparing win rates against baselines such as PPO and DPO using two metrics, Oracle Reward Evaluation and GPT-4 Evaluation. The RTO algorithm achieves win rates over 50% against all other baselines, especially outperforming DPO, as assessed by both the Oracle Reward Model and GPT-4. Specifically, the model trained by RTO achieves a win rate of 61.1% when evaluated by the Oracle Reward Model, and a win rate of 56% when evaluated by GPT-4 over the DPPO algorithm. This indicates that the RTO algorithm significantly improves the alignment performance compared to PPO and DPO, showcasing its effectiveness in training models for alignment tasks. Additionally, the RTO algorithm demonstrates superior performance in optimizing the token WISE reward mechanism during the training process, as evidenced by achieving a reward of about 0.1 in one epoch, while the DPPO baseline only reaches a reward of approximately minus 0.25 in the same time frame. These results highlight the advantage of the token WISE reward mechanism in enhancing the training process and ultimately improving model performance in alignment tasks.
What is the motivation behind using the token WISE reward mechanism in the RTO algorithm?
The motivation behind using the token WISE reward mechanism in the RTO algorithm is to fully utilize the token level information in the reinforcement learning process for large language models, LLMs. By assigning a token WISE reward function to each token in the response sequence, RTO aims to provide a more fine-grained and precise characterization of the LLM's generation process compared to the traditional sentence-level reward mechanisms. This approach allows for a more detailed evaluation of the model's performance at each token level, enabling better optimization and alignment with human preferences. The token WISE reward mechanism also addresses the challenge of sparse rewards in training, making the learning process more efficient and effective. Additionally, by incorporating token WISE rewards derived from offline preference data using DPO, RTO outperforms existing baselines such as PPO and DPO in dialogue tasks, showcasing the effectiveness of this approach in improving model performance. Overall, the token WISE reward mechanism in the RTO algorithm enhances the training process, leading to better rewards and ultimately improving the alignment of LLMs with human preferences.
What is the significance of achieving higher rewards in the training process of the RTO algorithm, as shown in the experimental results?
The significance of achieving higher rewards in the training process of the RTO algorithm, as shown in the experimental results, is crucial as it indicates the effectiveness and superiority of the token WISE reward mechanism in optimizing the model performance. The higher rewards obtained during training with the RTO algorithm compared to the DPPO baseline signify that the token WISE reward mechanism leads to more effective and efficient learning. This improvement in rewards demonstrates that the RTO algorithm can better align the model with human preferences and values, resulting in more accurate and desirable responses generated by the model. The higher rewards also suggest that the RTO algorithm can optimize the token WISE rewards more effectively, leading to a more precise and fine-grained understanding of the model's performance. Ultimately, achieving higher rewards in the training process of the RTO algorithm signifies its capability to enhance the model's alignment with human feedback, resulting in improved dialogue generation quality and performance.